to order at this time. Mary, would you please read the roll call? And thank you for starting the recording.
Okay, we have in the room, we have Buckley Clark, David Reed, Nick Manistock, Paul Fussy, myself, and Mark Newman. On the phone, we have Tammy, Henry Cole, John Cronin, Chief Darian, Scott Nelson, and Lieutenant Ben Hendricks. Did I miss anybody?
Thank you, Mary. Can you confirm we have a quorum?
I can confirm you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Do we have any special guests today?
Madam Chair, I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. And just for the record, this is Tammy Goja Cockrell and Soldatna, and I am filling in for John Rockwell today, who is not able to attend today's meeting. So let's move on to June 5th minutes. Presuming there's been an opportunity to review the minutes from June 5th, emailed on June 11th, and again this morning, presuming again that they've been reviewed, are there any requests for changes at this time? Hearing none, can I please get a motion and a second to approve the June 5th, 2024 meeting minutes?
Does Henry Cole move to approve the minutes?
Thank you.
This is Scott Nelson, second.
Thank you, Scott. All right. Are there any objections or further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Moving on to the issues and risks log. Paul, would you please provide an update at this time?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, this is Paul Fussy. So the two UC-95, we received Master Sergeant Gray's appointment letter from Colonel Meerstein on June 24th. So that item has been closed out. And then UC-96, on June 27th, we received notification from Robert Reddington. He's retiring as of the 28th, and no replacement at this time has been found. So that is open, and we're working on getting a replacement for him. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any questions concerning the issues in risk log? Hearing none, Paul, would you provide the action items update at this time?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So number one, we're still on there. When we get the APX Next radios, we're still standing by for FedRAMP approval, and we haven't heard anything on that or no updates at this time. Excuse me. Action item number two and number three, I did get some feedback from the UC chair and other individuals, and those letters will be sent out on Friday since tomorrow's a holiday, and that'll be going out to the carriers and asking them to work with us if they have any coordinate with us whenever they're trying to shut down or do any updates on their circuits so we don't have any issues of our towers dropping down with the microwave backhaul. So that'll be closed out by next month, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any questions regarding the action items? Hearing none. Paul, would you provide the OMO update at this time?
Certainly, Madam Chair. And for the record, Mr. Bruce Richter just walked into the room here at Anchorage. So starting out with my report for training, Dan Nelson has finished up the regulations requirement. That'll be our July training video topic. And just to remind everybody, we have updated the ALMR website, and it's a lot more user-friendly for the videos. And June's video is also on there too. So once again, I recommend everybody take a look at it. So for outreach, working on the membership agreement. So Mary has been sending out emails for membership agreement signatures and also verifying. So if you did receive an email from her asking for a verification on your latest point of contact, emails and phone numbers, please send her an email back with that. We're still working on that one. We have no response yet from 27 members. So we're working with those folks, trying to get a hold of them so they can get their membership agreement signed. The membership agreements with the cost share amount have been sent to the DOD and federal non-DOD agencies, and we're waiting on signatures from some of the DOD agreement, and we are starting to get signed agreements back from federal non-DOD. Working on the system upgrade, the Motorola team continues to install Juniper routers on the state, and the Motorola personnel are conducting the TDMA, this ATPs this week, going around making sure that the Juniper routers are working as advertised. And then when we get ready to switch on TDMA, we're ready to go. So we haven't had any hiccups on there. So we're really good with that, with positive on that. And then hopefully weather dependent, we're still looking at the time frame of September to be completed for all the Juniper upgrade and the TDMA upgrade. For Nick's team, they've completed 11 PMIs for June. That included both drivable and helicopter sites. So as we get this nice weather in between all the wildland fires, we'll be sending the helicopters up and trying to finish up those sites too. The executive council meeting for everyone has been moved to July 25th. So please remember to update your calendar. It was originally scheduled for the 18th. Colonel Meerstein had some things come up. So it has been pushed back 1 week. So that'll be on the 25th. Did get an update today from the CE squadron. They've gone to R1 North to inspect the battery replacement, and they've told PWIC that they will be able to complete the battery upgrade for R1 North. So the Civil Engineering Squadron will be working with Mr. Rose on the progress and when the generator connection to commercial power is integrated. I don't have a time frame on there. However, they did let Mr. Rose know that the Civil Engineering Squadron will be able to complete that work for R1 North. For June document reviews, we've completed the risk management plan, the technology policy and procedure, the standard channel naming conventions, policy procedure, the con ops, and operations management organizational chart. Are there any questions before I move to the metrics?
Yes, Keith Berrien. When you're saying R1 North, are you talking about Birch Hill?
No, Chief. Through the chair, Chief, R1 North is on J-Bear. So there's two battery projects that we're looking at. So Birch Hill up in your area for Zone 2, and R1 North is down here in Zone 1 at J-Bear.
Okay. At some point, I'd like to talk about the issues we had in the end of June with Birch Hill.
Through the chair, yes, Chief, I've got some notes on there I was going to talk about towards the end here. Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll move on. So if we start looking at the calls, we had 1,576,633 calls this month. We also had push-to-talks, 2,588,765. And the monthly busies were 856, which was only 0.0005% on there. Our subscriber counts, we're up a little bit from last month, 31,656. Sites below 3.9, we had 11, And that was Haynes, Hope, Lionshead, Pillar Mountain, Saddle Mountain, Sitka, Skagway, Summit Lake, Sunahay, Walcott, and Woman's Bay. If you notice, a lot of them were below 3.9 due to the PMI, and that's due to the work that Nick and his team have been doing on there. And then Pillar and Woman's Bay, the state shop is working on the microwave configuration, just regular maintenance. So nothing out of the ordinary for us that we're seeing. Thankfully, nothing from GCI finally. So, and our website, we had 84% new users looking at the website. So it's very encouraging on that one. Any questions on the metrics? Hearing none, we'll go over to the other category. So, excuse me. We did receive the yearly contract renewal. That'll be effective July 1. That's for the OMO office. I did complete the monthly security check and off-site inspection on June 10th. And then the ALMR newsletter is completed, and that will be sent out to everyone on July 15th. And then hard copies will once again be sent out to all the legislative contacts for Juneau and then also for DC. As Chief Barron mentioned before, the Zone 2 went offline on June 27th due to commercial failure. The edge routers, after being connected to the side without power, have been moved to the operating side of the battery backup until new batteries are installed. So Nick had his team go up after what happened. And because what the power company doing, they had a turbine failure, which resulted in Birch Hill Master Site losing power. And of course, due to the already existing issues with the battery plant, the UPS owned by the Army at Birch Hill, both Edge 1 and 2 routers lost power, which brought all of Zone 2 into site trunking mode. After about 10 minutes, the routers did come back online, but Nick and his team went up, and they did move the routers over to the side of the battery pack that still is functioning. So that was the issue on that, but we're still waiting for the battery to be replaced up in Zone 2. So through the chair, Chief Barron, does that cover what you're looking at, sir?
Well, my big concern is that we've had multiple situations happen here over the last year or so where Birch Hill keeps dropping offline. And if that's going to be the master site for the interior, we've got to have some redundancy in power supply there so this doesn't continue to happen. I just can't see staying to function with a system that at a moment's notice can drop without any kind of power protection. I mean, if that's going to be the master site, it should have battery backups. It should have an automatic start generator. I mean, the system should be relatively bomb-proof. I can do this in any fire station around. Why can't we get it in a government master site for a communication system?
Through the chair, Chief, this is Paul Fussy. I completely agree. You're not going to hear an argument from me. We're working with the Army to get that up and running. It's encouraging for R1 North, and we're hoping that more comments will get the ball rolling faster at Birch Hill.
So currently also with Birch Hill, I don't see anything on the issues and risk log that for Birch Hill with batteries. So that's dropped off somewhere. And then also, every day we get a system status that states that there is an ongoing issue with service degradation from a source that's under investigation. We haven't heard anything about this, and it's not listed in the issues and risk log. So what's up with that?
So I can speak in for this. This is Nick Vanessa from the System Management Office. So right now, the ball is kind of in the, I want to say FCC's court, but essentially that it's an NTIA frequency. It's the issue has been elevated up to their level. So we are essentially waiting for them to give us feedback, action, something along those lines. I've been in contact with Tim Waddell, so he is well informed of all of this. Also going back to the Birch Hill issue in tracking log, it is on there. I think Paul, you probably see it there. My tech's not very good, but looks like it's the
OP16.
Power favors. It talks about B-side bus. Replace the batteries. Still need to replace the rectifier. I mean, this has been a 2-year long ordeal with Birch Hill.
I agree with you. Like Paul said, working with the Army, you know, can only go as fast as they do.
And I'm going to apologize if I seem like I'm being short with this. This is nothing personal. I'm just catching a lot from the end users about why are the main control system to our area, you know, for all of North keeps going down. So it's not, I'm not frustrated with any of you. And I'm sorry if I'm being the squeaky wheel right now, but I'm sure catching a lot of the squeaky wheel in my in basket and my phone.
I completely agree with you. We get the same thing, constant calls about it. And I mean, I don't know how to answer it any better than I already have, unfortunately.
So, Chief, through the chair, Chief, this is Paul Fussy again. We're working with the Army on that one. Your complaint, you're not falling deaf ears. We have a lot of conversations about this and the frustration of what's going on with our end users. So Mr. Woodall and his team and the other individuals are working to try and get that rectified. This has been going on before I came online. But all I can tell you was working on it. We're not ignoring your complaints, Chief, or any of the users up in Zone 2, because when I do my quarterly calls, trust me, I hear about it. So I'd like to get that off the plate too. But it is on issues and risk log. And whenever we get a complaint, I run it up the chain over to the powers that be for Birch Hill.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do very much appreciate your guys' time and work. It just seems like that we're not moving forward. It seems like lately we're actually going backwards with that. With that site, our issue is that with it dropping off, all of a sudden we all go into site trunking, and then we've all got to scramble to come up with a way to communicate with each other. And some of that is very obviously in the end users themselves needing to have communications plans and go to hell plans and all their stuff in place. But our main system should be functioning at a higher level than it seems like it currently is. I know I brought this up at a previous meeting that if we're going to have issues with the system, with Birch Hill being the master site that we as a system can't rectify because we're waiting on the military, maybe we should be looking at an alternative plan where we move the master site to something that's not going to be slowed down continually by the response time for the military.
We completely agree. So, but we'll work on that, Chief.
Thank you very much, guys. Like I said, I hate to go from being the guy who's usually pretty quiet to being the squeaky wheel the last couple meetings, but it's been a crazy month and a half here.
You are absolutely fine. We get similar complaints from a lot of folks, though.
So through the chair, Chief, this is Paul again. The user council meetings, this is your time to bring up concerns, any questions. This is the forum to do that. So we encourage it, and this is what these meetings are for. So if anybody doesn't have anything else, Madam Chair, that completes my report.
Thank you, Paul. Next on the agenda is the System Management Office overview. Nick?
Thank you. So just kind of reiterate what some of the things that Paul said, maybe get a little bit deeper into it. The Birch Hill stuff, that could have been partially avoided had we known whoever, I'm not trying to point fingers either, whoever did the initial install of those edge routers did not install them correctly, where the power supplies should have been half on one side, half on the other. So when we had that issue, within, I'd say, the first 10 minutes, you know, we were able to determine that you know, that aspect of it. And I had my guy up there within the next 10 minutes rectifying that issue. Now, that doesn't fix the battery plant side of it, but it does help alleviate the pain of the rest of the system on any case or any issues that come up with that. As far as the interference, like I said, you know, working with TAM, NTIA, you know, we've narrowed it down to the who, where, you know, the what, all that kind of good stuff. We've even gone the extra step of the channels that are being affected ultimately by the interference are put into a protected mode, I believe the term is, where they will be considered the last channels to be used when a call takes place. So as long as there are other channels involved, those channels will not be used. That will also help alleviate any pain or frustration with the interference, as long as there's nothing new that goes on. With that, there is a lot of PMIs going on. This is definitely the summer months. This is now the beginning of July, so you're going to see us going through a lot of them. We're going to try and hit as many of the hard ones as we can before it turns into the other season of the year. With that, I think that's all I have, depending on any other questions.
Thank you, Nick. Any other discussions, questions for Nick? I apologize for the CAD sound you hear in the background here. And did I just interrupt someone? Anyone? Questions? Okay, hearing none.
Madam Chair, this is Paul. No one, you didn't interrupt anyone.
Okay, thank you. The next item is the state and DOD updates. Buckley, do you have anything for us today?
Yeah, hi. Not a whole lot of update on the state side. We are currently in our summer mode, which means lots of travel, doing a lot of preventative maintenance at the sites out there. We are currently tracking multiple fires near multiple sites that the state is burning. The one there in the Denali area, I think, was a little over a mile away from our site. So stuff to track. There's also one up near Live and Good DOT that's cut off the road to refuel our site if we lose power. So, and then there's one over off of the Harding Lake area, off the North Richardson Highway, that is also pretty close to another one of our sites. So definitely tracking those fires and trying to make people aware of what that infrastructure means and why it doesn't need to burn up. We're also tracking a current microwave issue over at Kodiak that's affecting the Pillar Mountain and the Women's Bay sites, and we've got a break fix trip planned for next week to go take care of that one. So very busy. You know, anybody who wants to be a technician, I've got an opening. Have them apply, please. That's it from the state side.
This is Nick, by the way. I do have one thing to add on to Buckley's statement. Those of you that do not know, outside of, there's two methods that you can actually view active fires, give or take a couple hours of update. There's an Alaska website that you can go to, one of the BLMs. You can get a kind of Google Earth, KMZ, or even their live webpage of what they have. Or Google Maps on your phone now has a fire feature where you can see active fires and air quality in the surrounding area, or not even surrounding. You can zoom out and go to Florida. See, there's fire, you know, going down there right now. So I just kind of want to let everyone know that is out there.
Thank you, Nick. I didn't know that. So that's very interesting. I'll have to look that up. Is Mr. Woodall present in person? I don't recall hearing his name.
Present.
I didn't hear that, Mary.
Sorry, he is not present.
Okay, thank you. So there's no one representing DOD on the line today?
No, I have no DOD representatives.
Okay, thank you. Any questions before we move on? All right, next user council representative updates, starting with the state of Alaska. Lieutenant Endres, do you have any updates from DPS?
Just the only update, I guess, would be that at the end of the fiscal year, we were able to get an order in for 54 portables. So we're looking forward down the road sometime after December, getting those and looking forward to hopefully getting FedRAMP approval soon. If there's any updates on that, I apologize. I jumped in late from being in the fire meeting, but those radios have the LTE capability. So obviously can't put that to use without FedRAMP. So we're optimistically waiting for that. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. How about DOT? Any updates?
Yeah, this is Henry Cole for DOT. I've got two things to say. First, I'm jealous, Lieutenant Endres, that you were able to get an order put in before the end of the fiscal year. I'm now hoping to do that in the next couple of months for some of ours, but we'll see how that goes. And then we have a research project going on to kind of incorporate Starlink and other communications things to see if there's maybe other ways that we can get our messages out without needing the kind of mission critical nature that ALMR provides. We have a research grant that we've just gotten, and that'll be over the next 20 to 40 months that we expect to learn more there. So that's all I got.
Thank you. Moving on to next is all others. Do we have any update from all others? Okay, moving on to DOD. Is there anyone representing JFAIR on the line today? Hearing nothing. Eielson? Any updates from the Army today? Next are the federal non-DOD representatives. Is there anything from DOJ? Okay, Department of Interior, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. What about all others, U.S. Forest Service or TSA? Hearing nothing. Next are the municipal representatives. Anything from Municipalities North?
Oh, I think you've heard plenty enough from me today. Nothing else other than things we talked about. Thanks.
I appreciate your passion for the topic. Moving on to Municipality Southeast. I think Ms. Kawara has joined us. Erin, do you have anything? Okay, and that leaves or moves us to Municipality Central. I have nothing other than it's busy summer, like we've all kind of indicated. The people who have spoke up anyway have an active water rescue right now in the Kenai River as we speak, which is why you might be able to hear a little bit of the background noise from dispatch. But other than that, it's a lovely summer day here on the peninsula. Does anyone have any new business to offer?
Madam Chair, this is Bruce Richter with CISA. Just wanted to share some news from the Anchorage International Airport. They hosted an active shooter training course at the Anchorage Fire Training Center last week. very well attended, over 14 different agencies from municipal, state, and federal were involved. And it's building up to an August 21st exercise at Ted Stevens Airport. Every 3 years, they've had to do a multi-casualty exercise to keep their FAA certification as an airport. And usually it's been an airplane crash scenario. This year, they got permission to do it as an active shooter type scenario, which certainly, if you look at the history around this country, it's happened in Fort Lauderdale Airport. It's happened in Los Angeles International Airport. It's happened in the parking garage at Philadelphia Airport. So it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility here. And why it might impact ALMR is because, obviously, as a state agency, they're on the ALMR system, but they get their medical support through Anchorage Fire. And Anchorage Fire is implementing what they call a rescue task force concept, where they've got some additional training and some additional equipment to help more quickly evacuate wounded and provide triage and get that whole process going. So anyway, August 21st, more details as it transpires, and there's some planning meetings still ahead. But Corporal Adam White is the superstar behind this exercise out at the Airport Fire and Police Training Department right now. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Any other new business? Hearing none, the next meetings are scheduled for August 14th and September 4th. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer at this time? Hearing nothing, may I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved, Keith Varian.
Thank you. And a second?
Henry Cole, a second.
Thank you, Henry. Okay, wishing you all a happy 4th of July and be safe and talk to you next month. Thank you.
Pray for rain.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.